What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the new podcast. Super stoked about today's podcast. I'm Coach Cam. Sitting across from me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the new episode. Pumped about this one.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop. Which one do you think Ronnie and I are? Are we the same? Are we different? I don't know. We're going to find out today. But before we do, just want to let you know, go over to thefitcooklife.com, click on shop, and from there you're going to be able to check out all of our tumblers. We're adding a new tumbler to the website. We got the 20 ounce.
Yep, we got the 30 and the 20 now, both sizes.
Yeah. And that 20 came out smooth.
Yeah, I like the 20.
Yeah, that one's really nice. I do, if you're drinking water all day, go with that 30.
Yeah.
Knock her out, you know what I'm saying? But with that 20, perfect for coffee.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's also really good to take in the car if you're not wanting to take a lot. You're like going to get groceries or something.
Yeah.
It's a good smaller profile.
Yeah, it is smaller. I like that one. And then we also have the journal over there. Go check that out. And we're going to have a lot more coming soon. So make sure that you're over there. Make sure that you sign up for the notifications on our email list. And as always, our big sponsor of today's podcast and every podcast that we do, Apothecary ATL. If you're in the Atlanta area or online and you're interested, hey, I want to learn more about CBD products and everything that has to go along with CBD, then I would love to go over there and check out Apothecary ATL. They have everything that you need, from anxiety to sleep to muscle recovery and everything in between. And they'll answer any questions that you have.
I need to go over there. I need to get some more lotion. I'm running low.
Getting ashy?
No.
Oh.
The massage lotion.
So. Ah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good cop versus bad cop. Ronnie, what do you think you are?
I think I'm a pretty good mixture of both, depending on the situation.
Hmm.
But I think I lean more towards a good cop.
I would say I'm a good balance too, but I probably lean more towards the bad cop.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? What are we talking about? What are you talking about, good cop, bad cop? Are you hitting people? No. Let's go over what they actually are. So a good cop is more of a motivator. More of a friend, right? A coach that'll keep you accountable, but not going to be quite as hard on you. Has a great workout for you. Keeps you accountable when it comes to getting into the gym. Hey, you weren't able to make it today. Ah, it's okay. Like, let's reschedule it for tomorrow. So they're not going to let you just go by the wayside.
Right.
But they're going to keep you accountable, but they're not going to be like, no. You signed up today. Show up today.
Right.
Right. And that's more towards the bad cop. Yeah. Are there any other good examples of a good cop, though?
Whenever I think about it, it's more of like being in the situation of, well, if you're being interrogated by someone or if someone is in control of you, is that person more of the person that's listening and being more understanding, or are they the type of person that isn't taking any shit and and it's their word or nothing? That's kind of what it comes down to for me. In the decision between good cop and bad cop, do you have a say in the matter or do you not?
Right. Yeah. And I would, you know, another thing I was thinking about when it comes to like good cop, bad cop, a good cop is going to be like, all right, let's sit down. Let's talk about how we, right, between the trainer and the client, how can we work to get you to your goal? A bad cop's more of like a,
here's the plan. We're
sticking to
it.
Here's the plan. This is what's going to work. You don't really get a say. Just follow the instructions. Right? Now, okay, bad cop. We've been talking about it a little bit. It's more of an instructor, right? More of like a drill sergeant. More intense.
Yeah.
So I have down a coach that shows you a little more tough love. Be a nice way of putting it. Keeps you accountable, more hardcore. More intensely, right? And won't allow you to make any excuses. So an example of that would be, okay, hey, I wasn't able to make it today. Why? Oh, well, I just had a tough day at work. That's not an excuse. Leave that outside the gym. You're still showing up today. Let's go. Right? And then after a while, you start to mimic that mindset of, okay, I had a tough day. It was really long, or work was really stressful, but I'm still going to show up. You know, coach so-and-so is expecting me, and I'm going to show up and give them my hardest. That's the idea behind it. It's not that they are going to make you work out. They're trying to teach you, hey, life happens, but you're going to show up anyway.
Right.
On
the flip side, the good cop, I guess, in this example, would be one that's more understanding and trying to work around with, okay, well, what went on? What happened?
Right, yes, they're more of a friend. You had a
bad day at work.
Right.
Okay, well, let's have you come in and work it off. If you're not feeling the best, then let's reschedule it, but we got to reschedule it. We got to get it back on the books. I don't want you to lose this session.
Yes. So they're more of a friend. They understand your circumstances. They're listening to your situation. I also almost think like a good cop is more of like a therapist in a way.
Yeah.
They let you talk while you're working out. That's another example of that. A good cop will allow you to talk and kind of talk about your day or the stress that's going on. A bad cop's going to be like, shut up and work out.
Yeah.
Like, let's
focus
get
on
after
what you're
it.
Doing.
Yeah, focus on what you're doing. You're doing that wrong. Move your foot this way. No. Come on, you know. Tighten up your core, whatever.
Yeah, the session is all about the session. There's no other talk within that
yeah.
session.
Yeah, afterwards, they might be fantastic. They're a fantastic human being either way. They're trying to help you reach your goals. Just during that, when the bell rings, the timer goes off, within that 30-minute or an hour span, you're getting either the good cop or the bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're either getting... Oh, so tell me about your day. All right, let's keep working. Come on, you know. Or it's going to be like, hey, no, shut up, look down, grab that kettlebell, let's get to work. You know,
right.
We talk afterwards. And then they're like your great friend afterwards, you know. I've seen this in the gym a lot.
Yeah. Different personalities, different types of people, different trainers. We're not saying that one is better than the other by any means. What we're going to get into is figuring out what works for you.
Yes, and that's what we're here to... We wanted to discuss... What are the two differences?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of different types of trainers out there, but they either fall under these two categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what each person, because we've been doing a lot of clarity calls lately, and each time it's more of, what are you looking to get out of a trainer?
Right.
Right? That question always comes up.
Yeah.
So
I want to be a good fit for you.
Yes.
If you're looking for a different type of training style than my personality is... And that's going to be hard for me to really give to you whenever I'm trying to fake it. And I've learned that it's not good for me to do that, to feel unauthentic in the way that my training style comes across, because it's going to fold.
Yeah.
And I'm going to revert back to who I really am. And then there's that expectation of, oh, he's this way in the beginning, and now he's trying to talk to me about my day. When in reality, that's what I really want
to
know.
You might be doing the same workout, but if the personalities don't fit... It's not going to be long-lasting.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And so that's basically what we want to figure out. Because just because, you know, someone, he or she is a personal trainer, doesn't mean that they're a correct fit for you. They might have a great knowledge of the body, great knowledge of nutrition. However, their training styles are all going to be different. In nutrition, we see, good cop, bad cop is more of a personal training thing, right? Nutritionist can be that as well, where you go in, you try to figure out healthy habits, which is more of what I like to do with nutrition. The other side would be more strict nutritionist, I guess, would be the bad cop, which is here's your meal plan.
Yeah, eat these foods.
Yeah,
eat at these times.
Do you have any
Stay
allergies?
Away from these.
No. Okay, here's your meal plan. You're gonna eat this many times a day, this food, this measurement. Just like that, and you just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for each person that's listening to this podcast, each person that's out there, I think you need to figure out what is it, where are your problem areas?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, oh, well, who will I resonate with? Because everyone's going to turn to that good cop. No one wants a hard ass.
No.
No one's going to walk in and say, hi, yes, I'd like to act like I'm going to boot camp, Army boot camp. You know, no one's going to do that.
Right.
And if you do, usually you know, hey, yeah, I'll sign up for the military.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waving my own hand over here. So, because it just takes a different personality, a different mentality. However, I want you to focus more on where are your priorities, where are your problem areas within your fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard for you to be self-disciplined? Is it hard for you to show up on time? Or is it hard for you to make an appointment and keep that appointment? You know, I think a lot of these people sign up for studio gyms because if you book a class and you don't make it, you get charged. So it forces people to show up for those classes. Oh, I book an appointment. I know I have to show up or y'all are going to charge me. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So those types of people, when it comes to a personal trainer or a nutritionist, might want a more hardcore coach than a good cop.
Right. The pure good cop.
Right. Even though everyone's going to want that good cop at the before they realize it. But that doesn't mean that's what you need. So if you focus more on where are your problem areas, what are your priorities, what are you looking to get out of it, and how fast do you want things done? You know, if you've got a wedding coming up in 5 months, you might want to buckle down and just roll with the bad cop and you know, get your butt whooped a little bit and get in shape fast. You know, but if you're wanting it to be more of a lifestyle and you're wanting to learn more and you're wanting to build a relationship and be like, hey, you know what? I want to show up to the gym and I'm going to look forward to, I want to go talk to Ronnie today. Yeah. I need to get things off my chest. I need a good workout. Life is stressful. I just need to vent and, you know, throw some kettlebells around or whatever. Then maybe that's what you need to focus on, you know, and that's why you need to make that choice of choosing Ronnie over someone else.
Right.
Anything you want to add to that?
Really, when it comes down to it, it's hard to say that any one person is any one of these things specifically. There are the extreme cases, but everyone's going to fall in kind of like a continuum whenever it comes to being a trainer. So just take that for granted. Just get to learn the trainer, and just because you don't mesh up with a certain person well doesn't mean that they're a bad trainer. That just means that they didn't work for you.
Or personal training doesn't work.
Yeah.
I've heard that a few times. I'm like,
yeah,
like, no, it does work. You just have
you just might not have meshed up with the person correctly, or that person just maybe stuck in old ways or something. Or,
right.
You know, there's many different factors. But if you've been through personal training before and you had a bad experience, I would say give it another try, especially if you're getting back into things. And it's been a little while and you don't really know where to go with your training plan, or you don't really know what to do with your eating. Hire another trainer and do your research and figure out. And that's why we like to offer a clarity call for free, because we like to get the chance for people to get to know us and kind of figure out what they want and figure out who we are. And if we can talk with them on the phone for 30 minutes and have a good time, then it's a good match. But if not, then we're not going to waste our time.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we're not going to waste your time.
Yeah, and I think we need to dive into that a little bit. You said do your research.
Yeah.
How do we do that? As a client, how do we figure out someone's training style or coaching style? Right? We didn't prepare this part.
No.
At all. Because I didn't even think from a client's standpoint. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of more of like a trainer-manager standpoint.
Yeah.
Of, all right, I got different personalities. You know, people are going to have a different fit for those personalities. But how, from a client standpoint, how do you know if the trainer that you're with, or if you're out there choosing a trainer, how do you know what their training style is and if it meshes well with you? How do you figure out what you're looking for?
I think the biggest thing when it comes down to it is communication. I mean, if I were hiring a trainer, I would have a conversation with them, be like, look, what do you typically do with your clients? And do you have any testimonials, or do you have any clients that you could refer to me and like give me an idea of something? And if that's the case,
Google review of personal training.
If that's the case, then if that trainer is good and they have their clients and they're taking care of them, then they should have no problem being able to give that type of stuff out, if the client's okay with that. You know, of course, personal information is personal information, but That's one thing that I would say that you could do. Is just have that open line of communication, though. Reach out to them, figure out what they're like. If they have a social media, figure out what their type of workouts are, what they tend to do. If they have any highlights of any clients, check that out and see what they're having their clients do. Other than that, are there any things that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, see, so when I was in my earlier fat years, I looked at personal training. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I went to the gym that Ronnie works at. However, the manager put me with somebody that was not Ronnie. And this person did not show up to our initial meet. And then when I texted this person, I never got a text back. So there goes that communication right there. I immediately went, well, is this how he treats his normal clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I need to reschedule, am I going to be able to, or am I just going to get charged?
Mm.
And it immediately just put me off.
Yeah.
So, and direct messages, never got response. You know, I think the way that they handled the beginning either shows motivation, and by that I mean how the trainer mm-hmm. in the beginning communicates, shows up on time, shows up early, is prepared or is winging it.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a protocol that he or she is following to figure out where you are in your training or in your nutrition, I think, like for instance, I had a clarity call today. I had a list of questions that I already knew I needed to go over, had them written out, and was writing out this person's answers.
Mm-hmm.
That's preparation. When I'm meeting with somebody in the beginning, like first two workouts, I'm keeping track of everything that they're doing, problem areas that I see, whether it's mobility or tightness or, you know, weakness, right? And then I go over those things with the client because I want the client to understand where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for my knowledge.
No.
Just in case they said, you know what, I enjoyed the workouts, but I'd like to go to someone else. I'd say, here, take these notes. This is what, you know, this is what I saw. Maybe this can help your next trainer as well. You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think preparation for our first two meets is huge. Communication and you know, having a system in play. I think that's why most people, when they go to Instagram or they go online and they pick a personal trainer, they end up being a lot of mainstream personal trainers
mm-hmm.
because the system is there. The client transformations are there. There's a lot more, you know, a lot of comfort in knowing what to expect.
Right.
And because everything is set up in a way that they're, you know, that trainer's ready for you to sign up and ready to get the ball rolling, I think it's huge. I think if I showed up on time and the person doesn't show up at all, I'm immediately writing it off.
Mm-hmm.
Saying I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that for what it is, guys. And, you know, and I would try before going into any gym, especially if it's a mainstream gym, you know, your Lifetimes, your you know, LA Fitnesses, your Gold's Gyms, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more mainstream gyms. Anyway. Those mainstream gyms, before going in there and saying, hi, I'd like personal training, I think you need clarity of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need clarity of what you're looking for out of a trainer. What are your expectations of that trainer? They don't need to just be asking you questions the whole time.
You should be able to ask questions too.
Yeah, you need to be asking questions because you've got to trust that that person knows what they're doing, right? That person has the knowledge. And that person has the data to back it up, right? And I'm not talking about a certification, right? Everybody has their certifications.
Mm.
And all the companies, they all teach the same thing. All certifications are created equal, in my opinion. The more so the question is how well do they treat their clients? And how long do their clients usually stay with them, right? Because anybody can post a picture of someone on the web. We've seen this happen before. Where, You know, people post pictures of a before and after, and it's like, you've only had that person for a week. Mm-hmm. How did you get that big of a transformation? You know, they did the majority of that work on their own or whatever the case may be, you know? So you want to make sure that they have the data to back it up. And I think that, you know, you need to have your list of questions beyond just the financial questions of packages and number of sessions and all that type of stuff that the gym wants you to talk about the whole time. I think that you need to figure out if a trainer is a right fit for you and not be afraid to say,
you know what? I'd like to try someone else.
Yeah. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
And guys, if you need help with the clarity, if you need help with the goals, like Ronnie said, we offer a free call. That's why it's free. Mm-hmm. We're not expecting you to pay, and we're not expecting you to sign up either. The more and more people that we help in free clarity calls gives us better direction when we're talking to the next person and the next person and 10 people from now.
Right.
You know, each conversation brings up new questions that we never thought about asking, or, you know, it gives us more experience. So that's why we love it. You don't have to sign up. We've had plenty of people give us clarity calls and they didn't sign up. Yep. No harm, no foul. We don't care. We'd love for you to sign up with us, but if you don't want to, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're just wanting to bring clarity.
Yeah, give you a little bit of knowledge, give you a little bit of motivation, and mm-hmm. put you on the right track. Or at least try to help you do.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is today's podcast. Next time on the podcast, we're going to dive a little bit more into nutrition. Mm. So, y'all be ready for that again. If you did not listen to the first podcast of the year, I am going away to basic training. And so I'll be gone for a little while. So all of these podcasts are kind of what I would like to talk about before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's solo seasons from Coach Ronnie.
Yep.
Bringing on guests and everything like that. So make sure that you go over to thefitcooklife.com. Check out everything that we have there. You can sign up for a clarity call through there. Go check out the shop page. Go check out Apothecary ATL. Even if you're not in the Atlanta area, they're more than willing and welcome to help you and answer any questions that you have. We're here. If you need anything, you can DM us. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, at The Fit Cook Life. Join the community on there. And if you have any questions that you want our podcast to answer, you can submit those info at thefitcooklife.com.
Yep, and reminder, if you guys want to come on the podcast with me while Cam is gone, he's leaving March 1st. If you guys want to make an appearance on the podcast, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Send an email to info@thefitcooklife.com and say, I want to be your guest.
Yes, that's the subject line.
Yep.
I like that. I'm going to send you an email. I want to be your guest.
We'll arrange that for you get back.
We'll do it over letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'd be great. All right, y'all. Until next time, be sure to subscribe. Leave a star review below.
Yep. Give us a rating.
Yeah, give us a
rating.
Honest
opinion, honest feedback.
Yeah.
If you want to leave a comment, too, that's fantastic, too.
Yeah, we had someone leave a comment the other day. Loved it. Awesome. So.
Love the feedback. Or if you guys just want to send us a DM and give us feedback, too, we would appreciate that, too.
Yeah.
Always looking to get better, bring you guys better content. Anyways, we'll see you in the next one. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the new podcast. I am Coach Cam. Sitting across from me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the new episode.
Yeah. This episode's going to be really fun to talk about. It's one of the things that I want to talk about before I leave for my for basic training.
BT. We're using all abbreviations now.
Oh,
military talk.
Military talk. Military makes things really difficult because they abbreviate everything. That's something I've learned. And another thing I've learned is you have to hurry up to get there and then you wait.
Yes.
Like, it's like, come on. All right, wait here for 5 hours. It's like, why did I run here? What was the point? Anyway, all right. So starting here, you know, this podcast, obviously, you're seeing what it's called. You can't outrun a bad diet.
Nope.
We're about to dive into it. It's one of the things that I teach all of our clients and everything. So make sure that you stay, you listen, you take notes during this podcast, okay? But before we get into it, as always, our podcast is presented by the fine folks over at Apothecary ATL. Go over there for any of your CBD needs. If you need help with sleep, if you need help with muscle recovery, if you need help with anxiety, anything like that, go over there, check them out. They are there to help you. They're there to answer any questions. Because Ronnie and I had a lot of questions. First time we walked in that store, we were like, what is this? What does that mean? What is, you know, what's all these ingredients? They're there to help you out. So if you have any questions about CBD, how to use it, how much to use, whatever the case may be, you can go over there and ask them. Or you can find them at Apothecary ATL on Instagram. And you can send them any DMs and they'll be able to answer you.
Yeah, guys, a lot of great products over there. Just wanted to give you guys a reminder, we do have our tumblers on sale right now on the website. We have the 30-ounce one, and then we also restock the 20-ounce one. Woo! So we have two different sizes there. If you guys are interested in purchasing one of the cups, it helps out to promote us, and that's kind of what pays the bills, keeps things going. So go ahead and head on over to the website. It's theficklife.com. And while you're there, if you have any questions or anything like that, go ahead, send us an email, and we'll be glad to answer any type of questions that you have. We are planning on, or at least I'm planning on, doing a couple of solo seasons coming up. So if you guys have any suggestions for topics that you want me to cover, you can go ahead and send that over too. And if you guys want to be a guest on the podcast, send me an email, info@thefitcooklife.com, and put in the subject line, I want to be your guest. And I'd be glad to have you guys on here. So
to me, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Just here. A couple of quick announcements there in the beginning before we get into the podcast. But what are we talking about today? You said you can't outrun a bad diet, yes. Which I totally agree with. But what do you mean?
Okay, so I've seen this a lot. My family has done this. Shout out to my family. I'm going to kind of talk bad about y'all today. But I've seen a lot of people do. I've seen a lot of people do this in my own life. Hell, I used to do it, okay? I used to think, first off, let's get this out the way. I used to think, I train really hard so I can eat whatever I want. Mm-hmm. That's trying to outrun a bad diet, okay? Oh, well, you know, I'm hitting the weights. I'm trying to lift super heavy. And then, you know, later on, I'm going to eat as many chips and salsa as I want.
Right.
You know, and it's like chips and salsa. Like, now that I'm in nutrition, I'm like, What am I benefiting from that?
Working out to reward yourself, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you work really hard, and then you're like, all right, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
You know? And then you've got the people that do it, the pre-workout meal, right? Oh, I'm going to eat whatever I want now, because later I'm going to go and work out. And it's like, like, they're taking that food as fuel mentality. Like, oh, well, if I eat it, I'll just burn it off later. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, that's not how the body works either. So let's debunk those two things. First off, your body doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you cannot train hard to reward yourself later, and you cannot eat now and try to burn it off later. That's not how the body works. Okay, remember, food is fuel. So if you want your body to form to the body that you want, you've got to eat that certain way. Arnold wanted to form his body the way that he had to. Now, a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to look like Arnold. But you have to eat like Arnold and train like Arnold in order to look like Arnold. Okay? Hitting the Stairmaster and touching the 5-pound dumbbells is not going to do it. Okay? I have to say that to people all the time.
That's true. That's okay? Very true.
Yeah. And then, you know, he ate bland food every single day.
He also did a couple of other things too. But
yes, exactly.
So
you're not going to look like Arnold that way, okay? Just because you start meal prepping and taking your workout seriously does not mean that you're going to look like some superhero, you know, unnormal, unnatural looking person.
Right. And like even like in now today's age, I've seen this kind of fad going around and everything is like trying to copy what these celebrities eat for their their diets. Like,
well,
I'm doing the Rock's diet because, oh, this is the way he looks and I want to look like him. And like, realistically, if you look at these types of diets that they're eating, they're consuming so many calories and like it's an abundance of food and everything, and it's like, that's for them. That's for their specific needs and everything.
The Rock can still look like that and eat that 5 pounds of sushi once a week.
Right.
That doesn't mean
man works.
That doesn't mean that you can do that.
Right. So what I'm saying whenever it comes down to this is that you can't follow someone else's meal plan and what they eat, because what they eat, what works for them, that's what's going to work for them. It's not necessarily going to work for you.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, hey, what do you eat? What do you eat?
Mm-hmm. What do you eat? I want to look like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, well.
How many crunches do you do a day?
Right.
Because they see pictures of me online with abs.
Mm.
And it's like, that's not the way it works. I said, my crunches are done in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. And if you notice, on the Fit Cook Life, at the Fit Cook Life on Instagram and at the Fit Cook Life on Facebook, I posted a thing the other day because I got 3 DMs and 2 comments on TikTok, but 3 DMs on Instagram of, how do I get your abs? And so I was like, here we go. I'm just going to make a post about it. So I posted a picture of me with abs and said, hey, here's how Cam's trick to getting abs. And I went through it. So if you're interested in that, go over to at the Fit Cook Life and check out that post. But the next one is, people focus on their calories. It's calories in versus calories out, bro. Okay. I understand that at the end of the day. It is about calories in versus calories out. That's how we lose weight, right? However, that's how we lose weight, not necessarily fat. I can sneak in a whole pizza, an entire large Domino's pizza, into my daily diet every day. Do you think I'm going to get the body that I want by doing that?
Mm-mm.
No.
You think you're going to feel very good either?
No. Okay, so it's not just about calories. It's also about the amount of protein that you're getting in, you know, the amount of fat versus the amount of carbs that you're getting in. And people eat differently. Okay. And just like Ronnie was saying earlier, just because, I don't know, and I don't know what she really eats, but just because J-Lo doesn't eat carbs doesn't mean that you shouldn't eat carbs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because an idol of yours that you look up to, or an Instagram model or whoever, doesn't eat certain foods or is vegan, oh, that's the trick. I need to be vegan. No. That's not the case. You need to figure out what works for you.
Right.
So when it comes to calories in versus calories out, you'll see this all the time. I see it all the time on Instagram and stuff. All these guys are like, hey, do you want to get the body that you want and still be able to eat those Skittles that you love? And it's, or the Snickers bar or whatever? And it's like, in moderation? Maybe once every 2 weeks you can have like that little Skittle crush some Skittles. But like, you can't add that into your daily diet think that you're going to get the body that you want.
What I have to say on this is that he said it very well, but it, calories in versus calories out. It is true, and that is ultimately what comes down to weight loss. But whenever people say that to me, I say yes. But, and there's always that but on the end, and then it's like a really long explanation.
Yeah.
So I've kind of learned how to dumb it down. Yes, but it depends on what you're putting in your body.
Yes.
It's because, like we're saying, food is fuel, and if you're filling it with trash, then the results are going to be trash. You might be under your calorie goal for the day or whatever, and you might see some weight come off at first. But you're going to reach that point where you're not going to continue to see results because your body's not going to be able to recover. You're not fueling it properly. You're going to feel just down in the dumps. You're going to feel the way you do right now if you haven't already started to shift your ways, you know. And this may be that position where you are right now. You may be looking at your calories and tracking your food like we've talked about before, and that's great. But now it's time to make those smarter decisions and really break it down and figure out what you're putting into your body. Figuring out how much protein you're getting, how much water you're taking in, what do your carbs and fats look like, and what are those sources coming from? Are they from processed foods or are they from whole foods? Because that's going to make a huge difference as well.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next part that this is where I see my family trying to do these things all the time is certain members of my family, but is they try to do the math quickly in their head to solidify what they're about to eat. So like, take for instance Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a 2 years ago was spent Thanksgiving with an abundance of family, and there was all this food everywhere. And I hear one of them go, "Oh, okay. So if I don't you know, if I don't eat breakfast in the morning, and then if I go and I only eat this for lunch, you know, that afternoon I can eat that cheesecake and that, you know, those deviled eggs and the this and that. And they started trying to do quick math in their head to justify
poor decisions to eating food later. Yeah, yeah.
So they do that, or they're sitting there.
Classic thing on top of this is alcohol. People trying to fit alcohol in.
Yes,
people trying. Well, if I don't eat lunch, then I can have a couple drinks later.
Michelob Ultra is only 60 calories, you know, and it's like, okay, but that means beneficial.
Yeah,
you're not getting anything out of it. I always call it that's empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's not going to utilize it; it's going to store it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alcohol, sugar, things like that. More than likely, your body's going to store it. You don't want your body to store, or it's going to burn through that sugar, but all those carbs and fats that you went along with it, you ate in that cheesecake, it's going to store all of it. So it's not, you got to be careful about what it is that you're putting in the body. You can't outrun those calories. You can't justify it. There is no justifying it. If you want to get the body that you want, you got to be strict.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long do you want to take to get there? Do you want to get there in 3 months? Do you want to get there in 5 months? Do you want to get there in a year? What?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've got to figure out. And then you've got to put a plan in motion of, okay, if I'm getting married in 5 months from now, I can be strict for 5 months, look really good on my honeymoon, and then figure out a certain lifestyle of balance. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Not, I'm going to get on this... I'm a bullcrap around for a couple months, kind of go in circles, and then, you know, not eating anything for a month and try to look skinny for my wedding day. Because that's what I see, and that's unhealthy. That's an unhealthy relationship with food, because now you've tried all these, you know, crappy diets that didn't work. You couldn't.
Or they did work, but you just didn't stick with it.
Right, right. That's why they don't work. It's because they're so strict in a short period of time, they're telling you to only eat soup or something, and, you know, or you're tired of heating up these microwaved meals that you get in the mail, and it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
What you got to do is figure out what works for you, what's sustainable, what's a healthy balance, and that's how you develop a healthy relationship with food to where later on down the road, you can implement alcohol, you can implement having that cheesecake every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a balance there, and there's a healthiness to it.
Yeah.
And that's what Ronnie and I teach.
We're not saying that you have to cut these things out of your life entirely.
No.
We're saying that you need to be more strict when you are being on.
Yes. And if you're on right now, you need to be strict now.
Yes.
Like, for me and my show, right? I couldn't have alcohol. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, you know, there was times that I went out to dinner and had, you know, ice chips.
You remember that? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm literally eating ice out of a cup just to chomp on something. But I ate before I went.
You guys, and the reason that I'm talking like this and saying it in this manner is because I know that we talk all about weight loss and about fat loss and everything like that. But there's going to come a point where you're going to be happy with yourself, and then you're going to have different goals, and you're going to want to try to build some more muscle, or you're going to want to try to improve your endurance, or you're going to want to focus on different things. And then at that point, that's when you start to change it. That's why I'm saying that you don't need to be that strict for forever, you know? So, like, establish these healthy relationships with your food. Figure out those food triggers. Figure out everything that, like, really makes you break down whenever it comes to your nutrition. And then get strict about it. You know, hold yourself accountable. And if you don't, then it's just going to be a longer, prolonged road. And if you keep prolonging it, then you're just going to be in the same boat that you are right now. And if chances are, if you're in that boat where you're feeling down and you want to make different changes, like we've talked about in the past 5 or 6 different podcasts, then you don't want to feel like that anymore. So continue to push forward and start to get more strict with things.
Yeah, guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, you need to figure out what works for you. You need to figure out how long it's going to take for you to get to that goal, how long you're going to give yourself to reach that goal, right? And then figure out how long it's going to take for you to get to it. Put the plan in place, stick with the plan, stick with the routine, figure out what works. Once you reach that goal, then start implementing and figuring out that balance. That's what we're trying to teach here, is that you shouldn't be on a fitness journey the rest of your life.
Mm. Or at least not a weight loss journey.
Not, yeah, yeah. There's always a fitness journey, right? Mm. But not a weight loss journey. Mm-mm. And so you can get, they always talk about this. I've heard it in the military. I've heard it in entrepreneurship and everything like that. They say, embrace the suck for success will be reaped later in life. Mm. And it's the same thing as you embrace the suck now, and you'll reward yourself later on. Mm-hmm. And so if you stick to the plan and embrace, all right, the next few months is going to be rough, but I can do it for the next few months. Mm-hmm. That would be fine. After that, boom, I've hit that goal. Now it's time to change the goal. Maybe you want to go further. You feel like you can stretch out a little bit longer. That's fine. Or you can say, all right, I'm happy with my body. Let's start implementing a healthier balance.
How do I maintain and be able to live the life that I want to live?
Yeah, you know, go out with friends and all that
stuff. And continue to stay healthy.
Yeah, and then you start to really understand your body more. Mm-hmm. But that's the podcast today, guys. If you have something you want us to talk about or something you want Ronnie to touch on later on, you can email us info@thefitcooklife.com. Go check out Apothecary ATL. Go check out our website, thefitcooklife.com. If you're interested in personal training, online training, or just want a part of the fitness app, go to thefitcooklife.com. You can find all that under services. And until next time, anything you want to close with?
Next podcast, we're going to be taking a little different approach on this same topic of you can't outrun a bad diet, and we're going to talk about the training side.
Ooh.
We talked a little bit about the nutrition stuff. We're going to take a different perspective on it, get into the training side of things. Because I see a lot of people trying to do a lot of hard work when they could really be doing some more simple things. So make sure you stay tuned to the next podcast episode, and we will see you later.